T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 63 degrees. More today on Wichita's latest homicide case. 35-year-old Justin Green was shot and killed early Saturday evening in North Wichita. Police Captain Brent Allred says it happened in a parking lot east of 17th and Grove.
The investigation revealed that a disturbance has occurred between multiple individuals at a family gathering at this location. Multiple shots were fired, multiple people were involved, and those three individuals were struck by gunfire. This was not a random incident.
Green was not a gang member. However, some gang members were involved with this shooting. Two other men at the gathering were shot and survived. 25-year-old man showed up at a hospital with a gunshot wound Saturday. Early Monday morning, police located a 22-year-old man in northwest Wichita near 21st and West Street with multiple gunshot wounds. He was hospitalized in serious condition. This is Wichita's 14th criminal homicide case of the year. A woman died in a traffic accident in northwest Wichita.
Wichita Police Department has identified the victim in Sunday's fatality accident as 43-year-old Erica Jeremal. At approximately 12 p.m. on Sunday, officers responded to an injury accident at 34th Street North and Ridge Road involving a 2015 gray Jeep Wrangler and a 2009 gray Audi A4.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the victim in the Audi turned left in front of a northbound Jeep on Ridge Road. The Jeep slammed into the driver's side of the Audi, injuring the driver, her 10-year-old daughter, and another 10-year-old girl in the car. A person on the scene began life-saving techniques, but the victim was hospitalized and died from her injuries. This is the 14th victim to die in a traffic accident on Wichita streets this year. Kansas will allow transgender people to change their birth certificates so the documents reflect their gender identities under a legal settlement that LGBTQ rights advocates announced Monday.
The agreement ends a federal lawsuit filed in October by four transgender individuals and the Kansas Statewide Transgender Education Project against officials at the State Department for Health and Environment, which issues birth certificates. U.S. District Judge Daniel Crabtree issued an order Friday to make the agreement binding. The agreement reverses a policy imposed under conservative Republican Governor Sam Brownback that gave Kansas among the toughest rules in the nation for changing a gender on a birth certificate. Lambda Legal, a national LGBTQ rights group that represented the individuals and groups suing Kansas, said only Ohio and Tennessee have similar policies in place and that they're being challenged in court, too. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
As the U.S. hits Iran with new sanctions following the shooting down of an American drone, Trump administration officials consult with allies overseas.
President Trump's point man on Iran, Special Representative Brian Hook, is touring Middle Eastern countries including Saudi Arabia and Oman before heading to Europe. Hook saying the U.S. wants other countries to help increase security at sea amid tensions between the U.S. and Iran in and around the Strait of Hormuz, a key waterway for transporting oil. Hook saying discussions will be held at this weekend's G20 summit in Japan. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The top Senate Republican is meeting with 9/11 first responders after facing criticism about a victim's compensation fund.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is scheduled to meet today with 9/11 first responders advocating for a permanent solution to a depleting victim's compensation fund.
We've never left the 9/11 victims behind, and we won't again.
Last week, McConnell responded to criticism he wasn't serious about providing assistance. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wants McConnell to leave the meeting with a commitment.
These families have waited too long. There's been too much delay. We've had to nickel and dime things.
The House is expected to pass a long-term extension of the 9/11 compensation fund in the coming weeks. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 6:09 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
Guess what? Those gasoline prices are going up. Gasoline prices going up to $2.39 a gallon. We've been on a very long, very slow sort of downward trend, but that all comes to an end yesterday. Towards the end of the show, we were starting to see those prices going up. And yeah, the stations here in Wichita this morning, most of them around $2.39 a gallon. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and humid start to the day, it's going to be sunny, hot, and breezy this afternoon, our high near 90. Now late tonight, some thunderstorms will likely move in from the north, our low 68. And a few may stick around through early Wednesday. Tomorrow, breezy and 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, a south wind at 5 miles per hour and 63 degrees. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning to the south and west of Wichita, looks like it could have some light showers or at least some heavy cloud cover. But going down straight south, down to the 35, down toward Enid, there are some showers down there and a developing in a north-south line going to the east, gradually to the east. Nothing's moving very fast. We've had some showers out, and it looks like out in Pratt County that have pretty much dissolved. Other than that, not a whole lot going on this morning around the area. A little just rain showers to the east of Eureka and to the southwest, southeast of Emporia, but not a whole lot going on right now as far as rain is concerned. So we had a partly cloudy, muggy Monday across south-central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was 84 degrees. Normal high for the date is 90. So we're getting to that time of year. Today is Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. And I always remember this date sticks in my memory because a lot of interesting things happened on this date in history, such as 1950, war broke out in Korea as forces from the communist North invaded the South. The Korean War began, of course, the United States and the United Nations responded there. Before we could get our guys in there and get things stopped, the North Koreans had taken over almost all of South Korea. I think there was a little pocket around Seoul, and that was about it. And we were reeling from that one. But President Truman rallied the forces, and the United Nations sent it in, and we were able to battle away. That is one of those wars that kind of forgotten over the years. But if you ever study the Korean War, take a look at the Chosin Reservoir and the battle that happened around there with the Marines. And you'll have an appreciation for fighting in cold weather that you'll never forget. My gosh, it was terrible. Korean War started on this date in 1950. Postal carriers are known to have to occasionally battle a dog, not to mention rain, snow, heat, and the gloom of night. But since the postal creed doesn't mention snakes, a carrier decided to draw the line at the slithery reptile that turned up on a delivery route. It happened when the carrier found a snake perched on a mailbox, sunning itself. The postal worker decided it would be good not to deliver the goods while the snake was still around. Eventually, the snake was removed when rescue workers grabbed it and released the reptile in some nearby woods. It doesn't say what kind of rescue workers they were. Maybe they were employees of the National Postal Service Snake Patrol. I wouldn't deliver it. Why don't you just, that mail will, those bills and flyers and requests for money will wait until the next day.
Yeah.
Snake won't be there the next day. Just go.
I'm all with this. Yeah.
I'm just wondering where some of my mail goes. And I don't even have a snake in my mailbox. Sometimes it just seems to disappear. I'll hear from people and say,
it was in the mailbox?
It was on top of it.
On top of it. Okay. I was going to say, that's a resourceful snake.
Yikes. Hey, listen to me. While I was gone last week, I know that you guys mentioned the fact that St. Shelley and I celebrated our 49th anniversary.
Yes, we did. We touched on that.
On the 18th. How did you know that it was our anniversary? Did you make a note someplace on that?
Yeah.
You have an extensive Rolodex file.
I do.
It's huge, filled with information like that. Well, yeah, we were on vacation. We were in Texas when the day arrived, and it was an interesting deal. We didn't really go out, do anything big.
I didn't realize you were still in Texas at that
point. I don't think we were. I think we were back, come to think of it. And we were in the store. We were in Dylan's store shopping, Shelly and I. And we went to check out, and I saw that she had looked in her basket, and I saw that she had a card there. And I thought, man, I better go get one, too. It was the day of the anniversary.
Day of, well.
I said, hey, I'm going to go get one, too. She said, no, that's all right. This is for both of us.
Oh, okay.
I said,
what? It works.
It says, what? She says, well, it says mentions us in it.
Oh, so it's
I said, well, let me look. She said, no, I'll look at it when I give it to you when we get home, you know, so it'll be a surprise.
Oh, very inclusive. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So, interesting. When you get to your 49th anniversary, it's a big deal, but it's sort of not a big deal.
Well, it's the ramp up to the big deal, the big 50th next
50th
year. That's what we got to put our eye on now.
And I anticipate maybe some festivities.
Let's hope for the big,
Don't know too many people who have been married 50 years.
The big golden anniversary, 50 years.
Successfully. What do you think? Are the dog days of summer here, Ted? I mean,
till August.
It wasn't that bad yesterday. It was muggy. But we're getting up to where the normal high for the
date. Starting to get to where we're highs in the 90s
Yeah,
now.
And your normal high, I look at the normal high for the date every day, and, you know, it's like 90 now.
Yeah, which is, we're normal.
Yeah, so we're pretty close to normal.
Right where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, but not that hot yet. As I said, there is a chance for rain in the forecast today and again tonight, but keep our fingers crossed. Nothing like we've been having lately with all that rain. Ooh, man. Terrific. How many over the last week or so, how many severe thunderstorm warnings have you gone out and participated in? Probably every one, Ted.
I've kind of lost. I did three on the weekend.
Our coverage, you know.
We did two that were kind of back-to-back, and then we had the tornado warning Sunday morning.
Man. Been busy, busy, busy.
I kind of lose track after a while.
Yeah. Well, an interesting time of the year. Usually this is all done by now, but for some reason we've been extending the severe weather into the mid-June and later. All right. We're coming up on 6:17 here with Steve and Ted, and just a quick mention that later this morning, we've got Guns N' Roses tickets. Is that right, Ted? Got another pair to give away today?
Do
two pairs.
No, we've just got one pair away today. So sometime during our show today, we'll be giving away Guns N' Roses tickets. So stay tuned for your chance to win.
They're going to be at Interest Bank Arena in October, and we've been giving away pairs of tickets, and Ted's got a couple more, a pair to give away later today. All right, 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward, and I'd just like to mention this.
Yes.
This is named the best sportscast in the state by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Oh, hey now.
Take it away, Ted.
Yeah, thank you. No pressure there.
Hell yeah.
We finished up the men's golf tournament yesterday morning, the 30th annual Wichita Open out at Crestview Country Club. Got suspended by darkness on Sunday night, so they convened early yesterday morning with Henrik Norlander and Brian Bigley. Two guys left going for the playoff. They both made par on their first playoff hole, so they had to go to another one. And Mike Kennedy, the play-by-play voice of the Wichita Open, gives us a recap of what happened on the final hole of the tournament yesterday. We had him right here with Steve and Ted in the morning.
Norlander hit a really good shot, just about 12 feet short of the hole. Bigley was a lot farther away, close to 50 feet left and short. Made a very good run at it, just ran it by the bottom edge of the cup about a foot and a half, and Norlander's birdie just creased the edge and sat right there, so he had a little tap in. So Bigley just had about a foot and a half left to match the par and keep the playoff going, and he lipped it around the left side. So he made bogey, and Norlander went.
So there you go. The Henrik Norlander gets the win, his second win on the tour, his first in 4 years. And that's huge because that means he is now able to return to the PGA Tour. He's got enough points built up, and he gets a nice paycheck there, too, $112,000 for that win. Meanwhile, the runner-up, Bigley, by far his best finish ever on the tour, as he ties for second place after the third playoff hole there. So the Wichita Open wraps up its 30th straight year here in Wichita. Women's soccer yesterday at the World Cup in France, round of 16 action. The United States beat Spain 2-1. That means Team USA now advances into the quarterfinals Friday, taking on the host nation, France, on Friday afternoon. Major League Baseball last night, late night in Cleveland, the Indians hosting the Kansas City Royals, and it was a game that was delayed by nearly 2.5 hours by rain, so things went pretty late into the night last night, and it even went extra innings. There weren't many people in the stands in Cleveland that after midnight Cleveland time to
school night,
see this one. Yeah, well, there's no school. It's summer, but still.
Work night.
Work night. So weren't many people left, but maybe you were listening late last night on Sports Radio KFH. It was a 2-2 game. Tribe batting in the bottom of the 10th inning on Sports Radio KFH.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, belted deep to right field, and gone into the seats. Jason Kipnis walks it off with his third hit of the game. This one a leadoff home run in the bottom of the 10th, and the Indians win it 3-2.
There's your ball game. Played 10 innings last night. The Royals only got 5 hits. Not much.
Sounded like the crowd was just kind of groaning there. Oh, thank goodness.
No, I think they were glad it was over. Yeah. The Indians are the best team in the league in the month of June, and the Royals will visit the Indians again tonight, 6 o'clock in Cleveland. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Got a big birthday today. Curtis McClinton is 80 years old today. Played football for the North High Redskins right here in Wichita. Then had a great career up at KU. He is in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Became a halfback with the Kansas City Chiefs. First AFL player to score a touchdown in a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl I.
Yeah. And the Chiefs against the Packers. He was the AFL Rookie of the Year. He got himself a championship ring with the Chiefs for Super Bowl IV. He is still the sixth leading rusher in Chiefs franchise history.
The dandy.
All these years later.
Yeah.
He went to Wichita North High School. Curtis McClinton, 80 years old today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
You remember when we had the bond issue and we redid all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to North with my daughter. Of course, my kids went to school
at
North. And I'm in there taking a tour. And who should I see? Kurt McClinton.
There he is.
And I introduced myself and shook his hand. What a nice man. And I had a picture, photo taken with Kurt and me and Luke. My grandson, he was about 3 at the time.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And I don't know where it is. It's somewhere. I've got it at home someplace. But what a terrific guy. And a great star, too.
Yep.
Kurt McClinton.
Big name right there.
Wow.
It's 80th birthday today. At Sports with Steve and Ted. Hey, Guns N' Roses is coming to Wichita on October 7th at Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena downtown. We've been giving away tickets to go to the show. How about another pair right now?
Oh,
I've got a pair of tickets for a Steve and Ted listener to go see Guns N' Roses. Call me now at 869-1330. I'll take caller number 4.
All right, 622 now. Keep it off for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Plus, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.